Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. Oh, glory be to the living God. Oh, most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we come, Father God, on this morning to say thank you for one more day that you have made, one more day, Father God, hallelujah. One more day, Father God, that you have allowed us to rise and to shine and to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, and to give your name the praise. One more day, Father, that you have blessed us to open our eyes, that you have blessed us to get out of bed, that you have blessed us, Father, where the activity of our limbs, Father, our heart is still beating, Father, our organs are still functioning, Father. Our mind is still intact, Father God. We say thank you that we can breathe in and we can breathe out. We breathe even without thinking. Oh, Father God, we breathe for granted. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But it's all because of how much you love us. And Father God, sometimes we forget how much you love us. Sometimes, Father God, we're out of touch, Father God, with your compassion towards us. But Father God, this morning we rise with a spirit of gratitude and an attitude, Father God, of thanksgiving. And we say thank you for everything, Father. We say thank you for our lot in life, Father God. Thank you for what you have trusted us with. Forgive us for what we have not been faithful to, Father God. And thank you for giving us another day, another opportunity, another chance, another reason. Oh, Father God, it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. And so we say thank you, God. We say thank you. Forgive us for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. And we say thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness to do so. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father. Hallelujah. And we honor you and we say thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for our purpose. Thank you for our work. Thank you for our faithfulness in your vineyard. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the prayers that you have answered already. Thank you, Father God, for the things that will be revealed and the things that will not. We say thank you, God. God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over unto you, that you will unfold this day, Father, the way you want it to go, according to your will, according to your desire, so shall it be. Father, we are here to serve you on this morning. And Father, we're asking for your anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father God, hallelujah, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And as you have taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, saints, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, our ministry partners, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie-dottie, everybody. Amen. All of our listeners around the globe, amen. We greet you all this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. We welcome you, amen, to our fellowship services here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen, 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 where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen, hallelujah, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen, amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We pray that everyone is holding on to your faith. Amen. Looking up. Hallelujah. Don't not looking down, not looking around, but looking up unto the hills from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. And the good news is breakfast is available every morning. Amen. Every morning. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 37. Ezekiel chapter number 37. I'm going to begin reading in your hearing, starting in verse number 1. In Ezekiel 37, and the word reads, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. There he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and rise you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For this word on this morning. Amen. As the Lord, amen, was having a conversation. Amen. With our brother. Amen. Ezekiel. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For Ezekiel's, amen, outstanding life. Amen. Ezekiel, amen, was a real man of God. Amen. He practiced what he preached. Amen. He walked what he talked. Amen. Glory be to God. He was not a hypocrite. He was not a phony. Amen. He was God's man. And we want to thank God. Amen. For, amen, this conversation. We want to thank God for this assignment. We want to thank God that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. As God, amen, spoke with Ezekiel, God will speak with you. Amen. God is always speaking, by the way. Amen. Glory be to God. The question becomes, who responding? Amen. Who is listening? Amen. Listening to hear what the Lord is saying, just not to sit back and say, I heard you, God, or that we can boast with our family and friends how we hear from God. Amen. But that we can be obedient, be willing and be obedient, anxious to hear from God, amen, and obedient to do what the Lord, amen, is telling us to do, amen. So we thank God, amen. And so Ezekiel had an assignment, beloved, amen. The Lord told him to look around, amen, glory be to God, and to behold, amen. And what did he see? Glory be to God. And beloved, amen, when Ezekiel looked around, everything Ezekiel saw was dead. Everything was dead. Beloved, when everything is dead, your relationships are dead, your health is dying, your money been dead, by the way. Your joy is dwindling. Your praise, it's hard for you to puff up a praise. Your prayer life is on and off. Touchy-touchy. Yeah. When everything look like it's closing in on you, beloved, when Ezekiel looked around in the valley, amen, he didn't see one bone. He didn't see
a couple bones over here and a couple bones over there, Ezekiel saw a valley full of bones. That means it was bones everywhere. Glory be to God, beloved. When the city you live in is dead, glory, your neighborhood is dead, and what ain't dead, they trying to kill. Glory be to God. When the nation is crumbling and the world around you, beloved, when things just don't look good, when things look very, very bleak, glory be to God. And it's not a figment of your imagination. It is the reality. Amen. If you go over and touch this thing right now, you see that it is dead. And beloved, the fact that Ezekiel saw the dry bones, meaning that it didn't just die on yesterday. This is not, amen, a situation where somebody just had a heart attack and died last night, beloved. We're talking about situations that's been dead for a long time. Our relationship with Christ has been dead for a long time. Amen. We've just been trying to live on the residue. Glory be to God. We just trying to put on the performance for those around us. Glory be to God. And our outward appearance and actions, but our heart, our relationship, our fellowship with God has been dead for a long time. Point where it's dry. Matter of fact, if you pick up the dry bones and hold it long enough, they'll crumble in the moisture of your hands. He said, all I see is dry bones. Glory be to God. And the Lord asked Ezekiel a question. He said, okay. He said, the Lord said, I see the same thing you see, Ezekiel. He said, you see what I see? He said, yeah, I see what you see. So they was on the same page. Ezekiel said, ain't no hope in this situation. It's dead. The ministry dead, the church dead, the church folks dead, glory be to God dead. They dead in the White House, they dead, they dead, they dead. They're spiritually dead. There's no connection to you. There's no anointing with you. There's nothing there. So the Lord said, okay. He said, agreed. He said, now let me ask you a question. Hallelujah. He said, can these bones live? Sometimes, beloved, God will ask us questions, amen, that we don't have the answer to in our natural abilities. We don't have the answer to, glory be to God, in our intellect, with our education, with our experience, and everything else that we have, that we think we have going for us, our gifts. Okay, sometimes the Lord will put us in a situation where we don't have the answer to it because it looks impossible. We don't want to say, amen, what it looked like. We want to say something else, but we can't even drum it up. We don't even have enough faith to drum it up because that's how bad the situation is. So Ezekiel was stunned at the Lord's question. He said, well, Lord, I don't know. You won't ask me. I can't create nothing. I can't do nothing. You going to ask me? Can these bones live? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so Ezekiel threw it back on God. He said, God, I don't know. You God. You know. You tell me. And then the Lord, amen, said something very interesting to Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, son of God, he said, prophesy over these bones and say to them, prophesy over these bones. Open your mouth and say something. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Open your mouth and say something. You can speak to the mountain and command the beast thou remove. Open your mouth and say something. You will have whatever you say. Open your mouth and say something. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. Open your mouth and say something. But just don't say anything. Open your mouth and say what I say. Open your mouth and repeat what the Lord God, the God of truth, the God of power, hallelujah, the only God, the true God, the eternal God. Open your mouth and say what I said. Open your mouth and repeat the scriptures as when Jesus, amen, was in the wilderness with the devil being tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus opened his mouth and said what God said. He said, open your mouth, glory be to God. I shall live and not die. Open your mouth. I am the head and not the tail. Open your mouth and say what I said. Hallelujah. Ezekiel, amen, didn't have, amen, no more sense, because he didn't need sense, because we don't live by sense. We live by faith. And your faith should override your sense. Faith should override your intellect. Your faith should override your education. Your faith should override, amen, your intelligence. It didn't say your intelligence pleases God. Your education pleases God. No, it says your faith pleases God. Glory, he said, prophesy over these dead bones, this dead relationship, your dead walk with Christ. The Bible says, she who lives in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Your money, every time you look, glory be to God, hallelujah, you're getting less and less and less and less, glory be to God. Now what? Now you opened the door for the enemy to come in, now trying to, amen, show you ways that you can make money, and you know God ain't pleased with your thoughts. Huh? Because you're in a dead environment. Everything around you is dead and dying. Glory be to God. And if you ain't careful and don't ever have to make a move, soon you're going to be dead too. He said, but Ezekiel, I want you to do something. I want you to speak and prophesy to these bones, to this dead situation. But Jesus, Lazarus, has already been dead 4 days. I mean, if you had come a little bit earlier, we could have had a little something going. We could have shaken a little something up. We could have partied a little bit. Why you wait so long? Huh? Lord, I got the notice a month ago. Where was you? Lord, my children been acting up for a few. Lord, where you been? Beloved, man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. He said, I want you to prophesy. And this is what I want you to say. I want you to prophesy over these dead bones, these dry bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Not hear the word of Ezekiel. Not hear the word of Alfreda. Not hear the words of Charles or the words of Deborah. But I want you to hear the eternal words of God. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will remain forever. God will honor his word above his name. He who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I want you to hear the word of God. Beloved, can you hear God speaking? Oh, I was in service today. We had a good time. What did God say? We still trying to figure out what the Lord's saying. All we remember is we had a good time. Beloved, it's time now for the theatrics. Oh, yeah, I'm on the prayer. I'm on the fellowship service every morning, 6 o'clock. God bless you. What did the Lord say? Well, all I know is Pastor Bradford preached. Okay, praise the Lord. What did the Lord say? Shoot, I don't know. What's that replay number? Baby, can you hear what God is saying? Wake up! See, because we are spiritually asleep. And the Bible says when you are spiritually asleep, that's when the devil comes in and sows the tares. Huh? Okay. Let me give you some scripture. Okay. Okay, you can find it in the Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 25. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. Beloved, when you are spiritually asleep, the devil is doing damage. Oh, I feel good. I feel good. I sleep. And the Bible speaks about being slothful. And then the devil has sowed all these, amen, tares, amen. And then you don't see him when he sowed the seed because you was asleep. So you don't even know he done came and went. See? But then in a little bit you start seeing the harvest. You say, hey, man, what's all this? What's this infestation? What's all this bad news? And what's all this dilemma? Where did this come from? And then what we want to do is go over, amen, and pull the weed out one at a time. Well, I'll take this down, and I'll take this down. No, beloved, you got to get to the root of that situation. Because if you just pull up, amen, of the weed, guess what? The root still remains in place. See? But it's going to take some power. It's going to take some power. Beloved, God is calling for us to have power with him. We can't have power with living a hypocritical life. You can't have power with God being two-faced. You can't have power with God being lukewarm. You can't have power with God serving him when it's convenient for your flesh. You can't have power with God. And then now we're overtaken by the harvest and the valley of dry bones, and we're in a state of desperation. Saints, pray for me. Pray for what? Pray that these problems will go away. No, why don't we pray that you get right with God? Why don't we stop trying to put a bandage on the wound and get to the roots of the sore, of the root of the cancer, the root of the problem? Why don't we just pray, amen, that you get your heart right with God and stop trying to patch stuff up, calling around every prayer line in the city, deliver me from what? Glory be to God. Beloved, we need to be delivered from the valley. Well, can you just fix things in the valley? Why don't you be delivered from the valley? How about that? Huh? Why don't you ask God to bring you up out of that low place? Huh? Beloved, this was the situation here, glory be to God, in Ezekiel's day, glory be to God, the people were spiritually dead. Isn't it sad? People sitting in church dead. Huh? You ain't even got to go to church, because the truth of the matter is you supposed to be the church. Born again, so-called, quote-unquote, born again Christians dead. Dead in their fellowship, no life in their fellowship, no life in their relationship with God, dead. And beloved, let me tell you something. If you dead on the inside, everything on the outside gonna start dribbling away. Everything on the outside, your health, your money, your relationships, amen, your business, everything, it's just a matter of time, is gonna start dribbling away. Huh? Ezekiel did what the Lord told him to do. He prophesied, glory be to God, amen. And the word of God went forth, beloved. God breathed, amen, on that dead situation. The winds of God came, amen, hallelujah. They rose up a great army. Not only did the bones come together, I could hear the clicking in the valley right now. Beloved, I can hear the cooking, amen, when the ankle bone, the foot bone was connected to the ankle bone. And I could hear the clicking in the valley when the ankle bone got connected to the knee bone. I could hear the clicking in the valley when the knee bone got connected to the thigh bone. I could hear the clicking in the valley when the thigh bone got connected to the backbone, and the backbone got connected to the shoulder bone, and the shoulder bones was connected to the neck bone. Come on, somebody, glory be to God. And the whole valley rose up, glory be to God. And then God said, wait a minute, you too bony. He said, let me put some skin on ya. Let me put some flesh on ya. Let me put some meat on ya. Let me put my blessing on ya. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that our God is a God of restoration. I come to tell you that if you will confess and forsake your sins, God will forgive you of your sins. I come to tell you that God will give you another chance. I come to tell you that if you confess, hallelujah and hallelujah, he said he is faithful and just to forgive you. Woo! When you mean business with God, God will mean business with you. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:10 says, and after you have suffered a little while, God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore you, confirm you, strengthen you, and establish you. Look at that. He said you're going to suffer just a little while. Now, there's several reasons for suffering. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're suffering, amen, because it's a repercussion, the consequences of our sins. Sometimes, beloved, amen, it's just many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. But regardless of why you're suffering, hallelujah, know that the godly in Christ will suffer. Huh? But he said, but just a little while. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. He said, the God of all grace, amen, he has called you. He predestined you before the foundation of the world to his eternal glory. He said, he's going to restore you. He's going to resurrect those dead situations. I say your praise is coming back. I say your joy is coming back. I say your peace is coming back. Hallelujah. Your health is coming back. Your relationships is coming back. Your children coming back. Your money coming back. Your dreams coming back. Your business is coming back. Your goals are coming back. It's coming back. Why? Because God says, I'm going to restore you. Woo! Hallelujah. And all power belongs to God. Hallelujah. Psalms, amen, 51:12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Some of us need to get our joy back. The joy of the Lord is our strength. See, you're weak in your flesh, and you're weak in your mind, and you're weak in your spirit. Not because of COVID, and not because of your diet, not because of your vitamins, but because you don't have no joy. Because you can eat right, take your vitamins, amen, and be fully boosted, the ones with COVID, but don't make no difference. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're not worried about any pestilence. Amen. Because no pestilence has any right and dominion over a child of God's life. If you come, you're going to leave. Amen. Glory be to God. But God says you do not have any strength because you don't have no joy. See, we got this thing all mixed up. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Baby, when you feel yourself getting low, get your joy back. Yeah, he said, leap forward. Doggone it. Leap forward. Jump forward. Dance forward. Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? In the name of Jesus, restore us. Oh, Lord, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Huh? Chapter number 30, verse number 17, I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. It is Zion for whom no one cares. God said, I'm going to give you your health back. But Pastor, I got the doctor's report. Guess what, baby? Let me tell you something. Them doctors better be careful. You might be at their funeral. The doctors don't have the last word. We thank God for the doctors. Doctors don't have the last word. We thank God for Dr. Luke. We thank God for all the doctors, but they don't have the last word because they can't heal. They can diagnose your situation, but they cannot heal you. God says, I will restore your health. Well, they say it's stage 3, stage 4. I don't care what stage. Amen. Hezekiah, amen, was one step away from the graveyard. He turned his face to the wall, and God gave him 15 more years. Baby, it's time to turn your face. Matter of fact, turn your heart. The Bible says, rend your hearts and not your garments. Glory be to God. Job, amen, 42. Amen, hallelujah, and 10. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And it reads like this. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before, beloved. God restored Job's money. So why yours looking funny? God restored double Job up with double blessings. The boy was already rich. Now he was double rich. Why money looking so funny? Job prayed for his friends. When he was in a bad situation, when his friends was turning their backs on him, God, y'all know the story of Job. When he displayed true agape love, amen, from a graveyard situation. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Job was in the valley of dry bones. He said, don't look, just bury me. Just bury me, doggone it. Huh? That's what his wife said. She said, give up the ghost. Huh? But God said, I don't think so. He said, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God, double him up. Beloved, I want to close with this scripture right here. And this is one that we use every morning, amen, on our 5:00, not every morning, but the mornings that we meet, amen, at 5 in the morning on social media. We open up with this scripture right here coming from 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, verse number 14. If, conditional, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. First thing we got to do is humble and pray. Second thing we got to do is pray. And seek my face. Didn't say seek my hand. It said seek my face. Number four, and turn from their wicked ways. Beloved, it's time to turn. It's time to turn. It's time to turn and ask God, hallelujah, revive me again, Father. Father God, I lost my first love. Father God, I got lost in the riffraff. Father God, I allowed the cares of this world to overwhelm me, Father. God, I became that rocky soil. I became that thorny soil. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Father God, I messed up. Father God, I don't want you to help me because I got caught. I don't want you to help me because I fear the consequences, because the consequence is going to come. But God, I want you to help me. I want to turn to you because I'm ready. No turning back. No turning back. And God says, when you do these things, beloved, and verse 14, look how that scripture ends. He says, then. I want you to underline the word then, beloved, in your Bible. In other words, God said, I ain't going to do this till you do that. Oh, I know you want me to do this. He said, but I ain't going to do this until you do that. What you need me to do, I need you, amen, to humble yourself, which means that you cannot be in disobedience and be humble. He's talking about humbling your heart to be in obedience with God. And whatever God says do, God help me and consider it done. He said, until you humble yourself, until you get your own prayer life. Yeah, we thank God for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and other prayer ministries that's praying. We thank God for these men and women. He said, but I want you to pray, doggone it. I'm tired of you calling in, putting your prayer requests up on the altar, weighing out the prayer intercessors. They don't mind praying, but glory be to God, when you gonna start praying? And I ain't talking about praying, glory be to God, just when it's your time to serve. I'm talking about a life of prayer. When you gonna start praying? He said, I told you to pray without ceasing. I told that means you got to be praying every day. He said, so when you start, humble yourself, start praying, seeking God's face. Beloved, let me tell you something. Sometimes you got to seek while you're weeping. You got to seek in your weeping. Because sometimes this seeking means going all the way in. Sometimes, baby, let me tell you, I know we like to eat, but you got to turn that plate down and say, I ain't eating today. And then the last one here, turning, beloved. And you got so many of God's people, amen. They look like they're praying, amen. They look like they're seeking, amen. But how many of them are turning? How many of them are turning? They turning while folks looking, but as soon as they get in secret again, they go take a little bite of the forbidden fruit. Huh? But guess what, baby? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. And then he ends that scripture by saying this, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I will resurrect the dead bones. I'm going to do the healing. I'm going to heal the land. I'm going to bring your family back. Hallelujah. I'm going to break the curses. Glory be to God. I'm going to release the blessings in the overflow. Glory be to God. I'm going to bring increase to your life. Glory. I'm going to expand your borders. I'm going to expand your territories. Glory be to God. I'm going to heal your marriage. If you ain't got a marriage, marriage, I'll give you a marriage. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to make your money right. I'm going to make your health right. All your praise right. Your walking right. Everything you turn around, instead of a valley of dry bones, it's going to be a city of healing and victory. No matter what's going on around you, you're going to be straight. No matter what the city is doing, the country is doing, you're going to be good. No plague is going to come near your dwelling. You going to be good. As for you and your house, you going to be good. Oh, glory. Why? Hallelujah. Because you spoke to the dry bones, beloved. And that speaking begins with talking to yourself. Before you dare try to open your mouth and speak into anybody else's life, take that faith and open your mouth and talk to your own self. The prodigal son left his father's house, spent his fortune, spent his inheritance, ran around with all the neighborhood whores, amen, did all his drinking, his carousing, spent that money, because you best believe that money go fast. You hear what I'm saying? Found himself living up in a pig's pen. Here he was a Jew. A Jew wasn't even supposed to touch the swine. He over here feeding the swine. But the Bible says one morning, amen, that prodigal son, amen, had a conversation with himself. And he asked himself, what in the hell am I doing here? I come to tell you right now, some of you need to ask yourself the same thing. And I ain't cussing. I'm just telling it like a T.I. is. Some of you need to judge yourself, have a conversation with yourself, and say, what in the hell am I doing here? How did I get so low in my walk? How did I get to this place, this low point? How did I get in this valley of dry bones? Some of us need to ask ourselves. But guess what? When the prodigal son asked himself the question, amen, hallelujah, then he gave an answer. So some psychiatrists say, amen, watch out for people who answer themselves. I say, you better answer yourself too. And he answered himself. He said, heck to the no-no. He said, I'm going back home to my father's house today. There's peace in my father's house. There's joy in my father's house. There's blessings in my father's house. There's protection in my father's house. There's security in my father's house. There's abundancy in father's house. I'm going back home to my father's house. He's married to the backslider. I'm going back home to my father's house. And I ain't leaving no more. I'm going back home. I'm leaving this valley of dry bones. I'm going over to the green pastures, and I'm going home to my father's house. Beloved, will you come? Beloved, will you come? I want to give an appeal this morning for everybody that I'm talking to. And you have never accepted Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior. I'm making an appeal this morning. Will you please come? There's room at the cross for you. Come on. God is waiting on you. If you will believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, ye shall be saved. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Ask God to forgive you. God, forgive me for all of my sins. Save my soul in Jesus' name as I receive Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And for those of you so-called Christians, oh, glory be to God. Beloved, it's not a question of can a person lose their salvation. The real question is, have you ever been saved? Glory be to God. For those of you, glory be to God, hallelujah, Christians in a dry place, in a dry desert, in a dry valley, hallelujah, come on out. prophesy. Speak to the atmosphere. Prophesy. Prophesy. Come on up. Come on out. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again, but he brought us out to take us into the promised land. The question is, do you want to go? Do you want to go? Do you want to go? Come on, come on, come on. Father, forgive me. Come on, come on, come on, everybody. Come on, come on. You know who you are. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for being double-minded. Forgive me for being lukewarm. Forgive me, Father God, for losing my first love. Father God, I'm asking you for restoration. Father God, we're praying for restoration. Restoration. Revive us again. Revive us, Father. Revive us. Oh, Father, put us on fire. Holy Ghost fire. Get that we may get our zeal back, our passion back, our love back, our joy back, our praise back, that we might get it back, Father. We ask you to put some meat on these bones. Hallelujah. Because we prosper as our soul prospers. And we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. And this is the word of the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. And it will not return unto the Lord void, but it will always accomplish everything that the Lord has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Okay, form of announcements. My God, Jesus. My God, thank you for the word of God. Whew, my God, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the word of God. Saints, I woke up 3 o'clock this morning. Matter of fact, I didn't wake up. I was just talking to the Lord in the bed and ask the Lord what to give his people today. God gave me that message as I was talking. All God gave me was a scripture. Beloved, when God moves like that, that means God is speaking. God is speaking. Amen. I didn't have time to run no scripture references. I ain't have time to do nothing. Amen. God downloaded that straight from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is speaking. And he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In form of announcements today, we'll be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Come on. We will pray with you. We will pray for you. Amen. And you know what I mean? Until, so look, sometimes we need a hand up. Sometimes we're supposed to bear one another's burden. Okay? Come on in. Amen. And we'll pray with you and pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, all right, all right. Tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, Lord's willing, on social media, Lord's willing. And we're not sure how we're going to do Wednesdays. We're not sure how we're going to do tomorrow. Amen. We may open up the lines on tomorrow. We're just going to just let the Lord do what the Lord wants to do. Amen. Just be ready. Always be ready. The Bible says always be ready. Amen. And we say thank you, Jesus. All right, that's it for today. Amen. If this is your first time listening with us, amen, please reach out to us at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the service. We thank you for the word. Can these bones live? Oh, my God. God, you are able. You are able to resurrect anything. With man, it might be impossible, but not with you. With you, all things are possible. Power belongeth to God. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, we're asking you to cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus, our children, our family, our spouses, Father God, our co-workers, Father God, remember our neighbors, Father God, remember our brothers and sisters in faith, remember those who do not know you, Father God, we're still crying out for what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, Father God, our hearts are bleeding, Father God, we see all these innocent people dying. Father God, they're killing the pregnant women. They don't care nothing. They're killing the babies. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are crying out, Father God, for the condition of this world, all the dry conditions, the dry bones around us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Father God, we are praying for your mercies. Father God, hallelujah, to be manifested in these situations. Father God, we ask you to help those, Father God, who are distraught, those who are in fear, those who are running for their lives. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you would step in, Father God. Those who have still been affected by the fires, Father God, and the hurricanes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah. People are still dying with COVID. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray, 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 Father, that your glory will be revealed. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, keep them, fortify them, bless them, Father God, for this service in your kingdom. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken, and Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an awesome, glorious, victorious day. Amen. Dr. Alfreda, amen. Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.